Hola, hola, dos, tres. Uno, tres, cuatro. Bien. ¿Me hablan en algún canal? Perfecto. Bárbaro. Y ahora te pruebo el volante.
¿Vos firmaste por eso en traducción? No. ¿Vos firmaste?
Sí, dos, tres, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Este es el volante, chicas.
Sebastián de la F, ¿empezamos? Ok.
This moment we have Christian Becker. He's a PhD student at the Free University of Berlin. His presentation, DVpedia Extracting Structured Data from Wikipedia. My name is Christian Becker, Wikipedia name Becker. I'm a PhD student at Free University of Berlin in Germany, and my only Wikipedia involvement so far is I started collaborating with the people that, or I'm part of the team that actually works on putting OpenStreetMap data into Wikipedia. But I've been working on several semantic web projects, such as DVpedia, and this is what I'll be talking about, and I hope it's useful to the... I think there are many, many useful aspects of this for Wikipedia. So, what is DVpedia? It's a community effort. It's an open source project that aims to extract data from Wikipedia. So, structured data, I'll go into detail in a second. And we're making this data available under free licenses because it's actually Wikipedia has lots of data, but it's really hard to work with it. You have to download the SQL dumps and set up MySQL locally, or you'd have to or you need access to the tool server if you want to really work with the data. And also what we're doing is we're interlinking DVpedia or Wikipedia articles with other sources on the web, for instance OpenStreetMap or BBC Artist Data or Music Brains. And by creating those links, you can actually much more easily work with data from different data sources and, for instance, do automated imports and so on and so on. So this is a project between FU Berlin, the University of Leipzig, and OpenLink Software, which is a database vendor. And it's also part of the Linking Open Data community project, which I'll introduce later. So what kind of data do we extract? Here we have the English Wikipedia article about Bristol, and it has a lot of data. For instance, it has a title or a label in English. In the German Wikipedia, okay, it's a bad example. It's called Bristol as well, but you get the idea. There's a short introductory paragraph. We have geo coordinates on the right hand side. We have images, and we have info boxes which contain lots of useful information, saying how many inhabitants are there, who's the mayor. So if you want to, so we extract that data so that you can actually query that data and work with it. Also, you have web links and categorizations. So the result is we have a quite large data set in pretty much from pretty much all 80 local Wikipedias. And these statistics are a bit outdated because we just made a new release, but the last release had 2.6 or data about 2.6 million things, which are articles in the including at least 200,000 people and 300,000 places. The information is composed as RDF triples, which are pieces of information in the form subject, predicate, and object, and in total we have 247 million of those. And we're also working with several categorizations. For once, we have the DBpedia ontology, which I'll show in a second. Then we also mention, of course, we also provide, of course, the Wikipedia categories. And there's also a project called Yago that's sort of doing automatic or semi-automatic discovery of or annotation of categories. We're basing our data on the, or we used to base our data on the database dumps, and that was sort of a bit problematic because the Wikipedia exports are frequently broken or invalid, and so we'll have to wait until there's an export ready, and then we do our conversion, which takes time. And actually, Wikimedia Germany now provided us with a live update stream, and we're currently testing this. So this will be online shortly, but this is online as in a beta version. So to go into a bit more detail.
A lot of data comes from info boxes. Here we have Calgary, city in Canada, and we take all the data from the left side and match it to what's called ontologies. So these are sort of like vocabularies where we are commonly agreed upon vocabularies that can be used to express information. And we have the DBpedia ontology, which is actually our approach to make sense of infobox templates, because for many domains there's more than one template, and templates really differ from what they expect. They differ in names of fields. You might have two templates that are basically about the same thing, but have two different names for the same property. And actually, we're mapping this manually for the 350 top templates. And this is also useful for cross-language fusion. If you have, for instance, an article in the English Wikipedia about London, which is using the settlement info box, and you want to compare it with an article from the French Wikipedia about Paris, for instance, you want to compare the number of inhabitants. You can't do that because they're using different keys for the infobox fields, but with our mapping you can do that. We're actually in the process of moving the mapping to the Meta Wiki so that it can be edited by anyone. To give you a few example use cases, okay, so I introduced it now, it was maybe a bit complicated, but to give you an idea what we can do with this data once you have it, you can improve search, you can improve Wikipedia data quality, you can use it as a data source for mashups, and it's also a centerpiece of a web of data. To give you an example of search, we have a new search interface. This is actually it's not announced yet, I think. So this is a